Recorded Books presents The Vanished Ones by Chad Lucas, narrated by Ruffin Prentice. Part 1, West. Chapter 1. The chapel windows rattled in the banshee howl of the north wind. Darian leaned forward in the pew, trying to focus on the apostle in the pulpit. The preacher raised his voice to be heard over the storm. "We will be tested and tried tonight," he declared, lifting his hands toward the heavens. "But we must stand firm in our faith, no matter the cost. To surrender everything, even your very life, to the service of God, that is the highest calling and the greatest honor." The leader of the mission on the hill was a tall man with a mane of white hair and a voice so deep and strong it was easy to believe he channeled the words of God. Normally his presence commanded stillness, whether he was preaching in the chapel or walking the halls of the mission, with the clop of his black cane announcing his steps. But tonight, the room was awash with nervous energy. Bouncing knees, squirming bottoms, fingertips drumming against the wooden pews. Even the brothers kept glancing toward the windows as lightning flashed and thunder rumbled outside. Darian didn't understand why everyone was so on edge. He was one of the newest trainees in the Order of the Right Hand, having moved from the elementary dorm on the mission grounds into the main house when he turned 13 in the summer. He'd spent the past 2 months trying to decipher the unspoken rules among the older trainees. Why? Wasn't a welcome question at the mission. He'd learned that young. Things were as they were, honed by the order over generations or handed down directly from God, and it wasn't his place to question that. Darian had also learned not to draw too much attention to himself. When the service ended, the first trainee who opened the chapel doors yelped in shock as he was immediately soaked by a torrent of rain. The others braced themselves before sprinting into the battering downpour. As Darian approached the doorway, shivering in anticipation of the soaking he was about to receive, he felt a large hand on his shoulder. He looked up at Gregor, a hulking boy 2 years older and a foot taller than him. They worked together in the kitchen on morning breakfast duty.
"Some of us were smart enough to bring raincoats," Gregor said, smiling. "Come on."
He pulled up his hood and opened his coat to hold one side over Darian's head. Darian ducked under Gregor's armpit, and they awkwardly lumbered across the yard. Darian's feet were quickly soaked, but Gregor and his coat kept the rest of him mostly dry.
"Thank you,"
he said when they reached the main house. Gregor slipped out of his coat and shook off the rain with a flourish.
"My pleasure,"
he bowed, drawing a smile from Darian. The levity was short-lived as the trainees herded into the dining room where the brothers served herbal tea. Around the room, boys hunched in wet, miserable silence as they sipped their tea before filing off to bed. Once Darian was safely in his third-floor dorm, he couldn't stifle his curiosity any longer. "Why is everyone so afraid tonight?" he asked his roommates as they changed into their pajamas. An icy quiet fell over the room. Darian winced. He should have chosen his words more carefully. Trainees of the order were expected to control their emotions, so his question had sounded like an accusation.
"You know what tonight is, right?"
snapped Pish, a boy 2 beds away with unruly reddish-blonde hair and freckles dotting his cheeks.
"It's the vanishing."
"That's real?" Darian exclaimed. He had heard several versions of the story over the years. Every fall and spring, within a week of the equinox, a terrible storm blew across Rodenrood Island. Rumor held that on the night of the seasonal gale, one of the trainees always disappeared. But Darian had assumed it was a story the older boys made up to scare the younger ones. Such stories abounded on the island, an isolated colony thousands of miles from the homeland. With little connection to the outside world, the boys at the mission on the hill filled in the gaps with imagination. Growing up in the elementary dorm, Darian had heard tales of sea beasts stalking the depths of the coast, causing shipwrecks, creatures of the air that hunted at night, large enough to carry off cattle or children, legions of horrors in the wildlands to the south, beyond.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?